One of the ways in which we attempt to determine how well we are doing is by determining if we are normal. We ask such questions as, am I normal? Is my family normal? Are my relationships normal? Who is normal? What is normal? These are age-old questions that we all ask ourselves at some time or another. In a society where celebrities, social media, and political agendas determine the norm, it is a question whose answer is ever-changing. The better question is, does normal really exist? I believe that in order to maintain good mental health, we must stop asking and wondering if we are normal. That does not mean to suggest that some of the symptoms we experience, both physically and mentally, are not abnormal, therefore requiring professional attention, treatment, and/or preventative measures. One of the reasons it is not helpful to focus on the question of normality is because it is always changing. And if you try to keep up with all the changes as established by society, it can produce anxiety and feelings of insecurity and hopelessness, which are enemies of healing and wholeness. Normal does and should include many societal norms: obeying laws, observing personal space, using inside and outside voices appropriately, wearing clothes in public, and good hygiene are just a few examples of what we would consider a societal norm. What is a normal lifestyle for us becomes a problem when it has a negative effect on us physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, etc. It also becomes a problem for us when it negatively affects our family, community, or society at large. When we experience these negative consequences in our lives, we seek healing in that area and begin the journey to wholeness.